Hi and welcome to another amazing episode of Harvey Yells at You. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about creating breakthroughs in relationships because I've been seeing that there is a number of trends that you guys are doing as a community, as a group as a whole, especially the people who follow me and have been following me for a while. And I'm here to kind of put some stops to it, to kind of help you realize that maybe there's like a little tweak. Because usually when it comes to your relationships, when it comes to fucking anything in your life, the big changes come from the little tweaks, you know? It's like you adjust if a table has 1 centimeter off on one of the legs, it's a fucking wobbly table. Now, what I've noticed you guys do is you Dr. Google the shit out of it. You self-diagnose like a motherfucker. Like, you will go through your emotional state and look at yourself and go, okay, my relationship isn't working. I've just got to love myself more. And basically what you guys end up doing is personal powering your way through a situation. And sometimes that works. But sometimes it doesn't. So the thing what I'm trying to get across here is that sometimes it's a situation of strategy. Now, I've always talked about the concept that strategy should be inspired. So often when I'm coaching people, we don't necessarily talk about what to do. We talk about what to feel, you know, and then you guys get really fucking adamant about what to feel. Now, there are some of you guys that are afraid of getting on a call with me. And I want to let you know this now that I will be, if I haven't mentioned this before, I will be slowly and very surely removing working with people one-on-one. Why? Because I'm creating a new amazing program. And I want to talk about that just for a second before we get into some... Actually, no, this is amazing just to hear about this too. I'm excited and you will be excited too. So the program that I'm working on is... I don't have a proper name for it yet, but it is called Project Perfect Partners and Happy Relationships. And we can just call it Project Get Him Hooked. Fuck, I don't know. But it's... This program is basically It's a crystallization of everything that I've done so far. Because I've realized when I'm working with people one-on-one, as flexible as I am to counter and to work with that person's needs, especially seeing some of the amazing results I've got, there are a couple things I've noticed. First and foremost, some people go through the program and they're like, they're feeling fucking on top of the world and everything's working for them. And then as soon as they get out of it, oh, what happens? They sort of lose some momentum. And that can happen with any program that you take. So what I've done is what I'm doing is creating like a sort of online university thing that is a 2-punch combo thing. So I've got an online course. So it's an 8-week course. And in this 8-week course, we go through everything. So I'm going to read you the weeks, not going to give you the details of what happens on every single day. But basically, I have a really powerful way of communicating and expressing, especially when I work with someone one-on-one, that I can get the point across easily, very easily through a meditation. And more importantly, it's not just I'm telling you what to do. I am helping you discover your own unique path, because what will be good for you will not necessarily be good for someone else. And if I can lead you to feel that and discover that yourself, that's the most powerful change that I can create in someone. So week one is about you and your compass, defining where you want to go, especially over the 8 weeks. Week two is about your inner being and how you look at yourself, because truth be told, the way you look at yourself is how other people will look at you. Now, then week three is about dating dynamics and meeting people. So then how we look at other people, the way it works. So this is going to be a big thing for a lot of people where they go, oh my God, that's how it works. Like, it's like, I wish I'd known that years ago, which a lot of people say that with a lot of the online programs that I have. Now, or just as a quick thing before I continue the weeks, all the other online programs that I have been taken off. Now, you can get access to them by finding the original YouTube videos that I talked about them in and things like that, and the podcast and stuff like that. And the emails, but if you're a new follower of mine, there are other online courses that I have taken off the air because this is it. This is my beast, so to speak. So if you're excited, then this is it. Week four is about forging unforgettable bonds. So if you're the kind of person who wants to create unforgettable bonds, not just in your love life, but in all parts of life, to understand what creates that. and to recognize what is unique about you that creates that. The week four is what's going to get you juiced. Week five is about the person in front of you. So recognizing and dealing with and understanding where a person is at in front of you, who they are, and being able to recognize them beyond the roles, beyond what we think they should do, and to see and how they are in front of us. Now, week six is about standards and navigating problems, because I think that's really good. If you're a sailor of a ship, right? If you're a sailor of a ship, it pays to know how to navigate a storm, especially in relationships, especially I've seen people are happy, 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 and then a speed bump comes and they go, oh, I guess it's not for me. I guess we weren't meant to be. If he was meant to be, he would chase me, but he didn't fucking know. So I talked to really like groundbreaking strategies on how to navigate problems in a way that every problem you have becomes a thing that is a strength and not a weakness. Now, week seven, we talk about sex, sexual chemistry, and turning up the heat, because even though some of you guys are like, you know, sex after marriage and all that's kind of cool, and that you guys use sex as a fucking bargaining chip, it's a form of connection. Now, week seven, for those people who are like, sex after marriage, that's cool. We will still talk about sex. You know, when you get there, it'll be fucking great. But if you're going through week seven, when we talk about sex, you're going to see some really intense stuff and shifts happen in your sex life. And just to give a thing, the last day on week seven is a day I'm going to be looking forward to producing. It's called Becoming the Ideal Lover. Now, that's a thing people can recognize regardless. And this is fun. If you can't see me, I'm live streaming this. You can't see me. I have a huge smile on my face. They can see this in you regardless of if they've actually even thought of sleeping with you or not. You will have a fucking potency, because your sexual energy is a representation. It's a microcosm of your energy. Now, week eight is about trusting yourself, and then to cap it all off, to recognize and how to just be enough at all times, to bring yourself back into it and all this kind of stuff. Now, what's key about this is this online course then is with you for life. As you go through it, you've got it for life. So there's no more questions, no more whatever. You can go through it. Maybe you're a fan. You can do it other programs, all that kind of stuff. But regardless, this is the kind of stuff that if you feel like you're out of touch, you can go back through it, you can go through the meditations, and you can bring yourself back into that alignment. Now, in addition to this, there's going to be a special Facebook group where I'm going to get you guys to post homework and all this kind of stuff. And outside of this, we also have a weekly Q&A that is a group Q&A. Now, I've mentioned this to people, and some of you guys are just excited just for that. You're like, I want that! And I'm like, oh, okay, but you know, it's going to be pointless without the other stuff. So that's the thing that I'm producing. And if you're interested in that, you can email me at harvey@gethimhooked.com. I want to say this just for a second, and we'll get into some real juicy stuff, because I know you guys love the Honest Modern Dating Podcast. But the juicy stuff that I want to really share here is that I'm looking for 10 people who are willing to be my beta testers for the program. Now, if you're a follower of me, you already know what I'm talking about this, but I'm looking for 10 people. Now, when the program is released, the price will be what it is. But for the beta testers, I'm going to be giving it out for 1/10 of the price, for the condition that you are committed. You will go through the program, and you will also record a before and after video, what you're worried about, what you're going to get, all this kind of stuff, and what you got out of it. Because we want that kind of stuff. So that's going to be it. And I'm really excited to have that happen. And you are too. But without further ado, let's talk about creating breakthroughs in relationships. So basically, you guys are motherfucking Dr. Googling yourself out of it. There is a number of you guys that have done my 7-day self-love course. And I've recognized this because it was cheap. It was $7, you know? And there is a number of you guys that go through a phase of like, okay, cool. It's the, you know, I lived with this myself. I used to say, why pay for shit you can get for free? And then only later on in life, I realized that sometimes paying for things just helps it ease, you know, it's like grease. It's like grease in the engine. You could do it yourself. You could do it. It'd take years. And then you'd be like, I wish I learned all of this earlier. You know? And so some people like the journey, and for those people that like the journey, great. But I would say, you know, if you say the journey is better than the destination, you might as well enjoy the journey. Don't spend the years fucking freaking out, trying to figuring it out, Dr. Googling the fuck out of it. And so what I'm trying to get across here is that a number of people have done that 7-day self-love course, and it's been, honestly, my most popular course up to date. And I would argue, not because I only charged $7 for it, but because I was so passionate about it. And I knew you guys would be too. But now what I'm seeing is, and this is what I'm getting across, that you guys now are trying to self-love yourself out of problems. And that's good because it works, except, right, the focus solely on self-love, the focus solely on self-love and not letting the inspiration take you will get you nowhere, because you can love yourself, love yourself, love yourself, love yourself, but if you can't communicate that to someone else, how will they know that? How will they know to respect your standards? So I'm trying to get this across here, that really there are two things that we want. There are two things. We want the self-love. That is a one punch, but we want a double two-punch combo. And the second punch is that you want to understand the strategy. The strategy, the way to communicate, the way to express yourself. Now, if you're a fan of me, you know that I rarely talk about what to do, what to say, because I've also become very aware early on that if I talk about this kind of stuff, you guys get way too obsessed about it because you're not in a beautiful state. You're not in a state where you could use, if I give you a sword, you could use it to slice lettuce, or you could use it to cut a tree. I don't know why a sword is the metaphor here. Or you could use it to cut your hand off, cut someone else. The tool is only as good as the person using it. So that's when I started to shift more towards self-love, right? And so the interesting thing here is, and I'm taking you on a journey here, that then, so we became very aware that focusing on the strategy alone was a failing concept because, you know, like, for those Grant Cardoners out there, here's my beef. Where Grant Cardone says, 10X, you got it, 10X. 10 times your goals, 10 times the result, 10 times the action. But if you're a farmer and you 10 times you plant a crop that is bullshit, you'll get 10 times the bullshit results. So that's why it's really important to focus on how you feel. Now, I've then become aware that you guys are just trying to self-love yourself to success. And as I said before, for some people, that really works. And for other people, you're missing a key. And this is going to be covered in the course. No, I'm going to talk about this a little bit here, just to give you some insight and some advice and all that kind of stuff. And that is, it's not only your story, so how you view yourself, but it's the story on how you view other people. And that is, how do you look at your partner? How do you look at love? How do you look at dating? What's your relationship with it? Because I'm going to argue now. And this is one of those things that you, if you do this, you should almost get instant results in almost all parts of your life. And I swear to God, and some people, if you don't, it's because there's a little word, little R word. It's not racist. It's called resistance. You have resistance towards what I'm saying. And so then all you're really doing, yourself loving yourself, but you've got resistance. So you don't fully believe it works. And so as a result, it doesn't. It's like that. You're like, if I go to the gym, will it really, really help me? And so then you don't go to the gym because you're like, why? I'll just eat the cake anyway. Then you don't get the results. It's just as simple as that. So instead... Right. Instead, I want you guys to just shift the focus a little bit. In addition to focusing on how you view yourself, I want you to focus on how you view your partner, how you view other people, how you view the world, how do you view dating? Now, I've asked people this. I like to ask people the metaphor question. Now, here's a tip. If there's ever someone, who is good at anything, I want you to ask them the metaphor question. If you say, life is like a box of chocolates, then what is X like to you? And I once met, for example, a guy who was he just loved cooking with fish. And I said, if life is like a box of chocolates, what's cooking with fish like to you? And it took him a while, but he eventually said, cooking with fish is like painting. And different kinds of fish are like different kinds of paints you can use. You know, you got flaky fish. You got oily fish, you got whatever kind of fish, You got fake fish for me, those vegans out there. But what happens is how you view it is how you interact with it. And so then I ask people the metaphor question. I go, hey, if life is like a box of chocolates, what is dating like to you? And they go, like a job interview, like going to war, like having, like fucking just trying hard and failing. And I'm just going to argue, if that's how you view it, you're going to have a bad time. So I'm going to sneeze right now and I'll cough. I don't know, it was a sneeze cough. That is going in the podcast. But basically, it's how you view the world, how you view people, how you view your partner, how you view situations, how you view life. It's your relationship with these things that's most important. Now, I'm going to argue here that for some people, that's going to be a really easy shift. You're going to feel it. You're going to know it. You're going to love it. You're going to realize how powerful this is. You're going to take it, you're going to run with it, and you're going to, in my honest opinion, you're going to be successful beyond your wildest fucking dreams in all parts of your life. But there are other people out there who are going to take it, and they're going to crash with it. And those people, I want you to email me, harvey@gethimhooked.com. We can set up a call. You can still talk to me. You know, we can still have that one free call. And I'm going to argue. And you know why I fucking point out the fact that it's free? Is because there are some of you guys out there that are... And this is what I see. When you guys get hurt, you stop thinking, you stop feeling out situations and you start thinking them, right? And how do you know unless you... Like, we are feeling creatures. You feel when you're hungry. You feel when something's a good idea. You feel. But what happens is when you get hurt, sometimes some people, they don't trust themselves anymore. So then they start to think themselves out of a feeling situation. And that's when they royally fuck themselves over. And so I've even said to people, I said, this is a free call. And you know what they say? They go, I can't afford it. Because they're thinking about all the problems, they're thinking about how to solve the problems, and they're not dealing with the person right in front of them. And I would argue that sometimes when I get on a call with you guys, that's what happens. They go, there was one example, again, anonymous, no details, but an anecdote. And I remember there was one person who said, my boyfriend is really uncomfortable. He doesn't want to go out partying. Like, he doesn't want to go out with me. He just wants to stay home. Why doesn't he want to go out when he goes out with his friends? Why not with me? And I said, well, you know, have you tried? She goes, yes. And then she was with him and he felt uncomfortable. She's like, why? How do I get him to be comfortable? And I said, you're not dealing with the fucking person in front of you. You're not dealing with the fact that he's uncomfortable. And then she's like, oh, okay. I was like, if he's uncomfortable, what do you do then? It's like, I guess I could get him a drink. I guess I could, you know, we could go to a place that he's more comfortable in, things like that. So it's sometimes, really, it's like the strategy is key. And I could give you guys a strategy. And for some people, I say, that's what you need. You don't need anything else. You just need to figure out the strategy. And there are some people who need to come and I will give you the strategy and that's okay. And I will give it to you depending on your situation and we get it. But there are other people, right, who realize it's not a matter of what to do. It's a matter of what you see. How you see yourself first and foremost and how you see other people second. And then I would argue for the rest, how you see the world, how you see yourself, how you see your body, how you see it. Because it's how you see it is what dictates it. Without your perception, without your, I guess, argued, tooled, learned, identified perception, what'll happen is you end up being in a situation where you will realize, and I've seen this so many times, and you will know someone like this. They go, dating is drama. Dating is just full of problems. And so what they do is they break up with someone And then they come talk to you and they say, they broke up with me or I broke up with them. They're an asshole. And then you guys give each other terrible advice. Go sleep with everyone. Don't sleep with everyone. Go fuck them. Don't fuck them. You need some time by yourself. You need a party. It's like contradictory advice. It's not nuanced. It's not you. So that's why I say, listen to your friends if they've gone through it and they've solved the problem. But don't if they haven't. Because they could give you advice that they wouldn't even take. Or, more importantly, they could give you advice that they have taken and that was specific for them, but wasn't for you. So then you go on this rampage and all, not rampage. Then, or they do, and then they start meeting someone new. They're so excited. And then they wash, rinse, repeat. It's the same problems. Almost exactly the same. The same relationship. Just with a different fucking guy. And so, I don't know if you've been this, but we all probably know someone who's been like that. And guess what? Growing up, I was that. That was me. I'm not ashamed to admit it. I've made some mistakes. I have. But guess what? I've learnt from them. And that's something that's really big for me to say, actually. I've learnt from them. And I hope you have too. So it's how you look at things that's key. And I could give you the general ways of looking at stuff. I could. And for you, they'll be specific. But what I want to get across here is you want to start looking at dating like it's fun. You want to start looking at love like it's joyous, it's easy, it's healing. You want to start looking like it's at the world like it's something that just nourishes all your needs. You want to look at the person you love like they, like first of all, look at yourself like you are the ultimate person for them. You are the ultimate lover. You're the ultimate partner. You're the ultimate fighter. You're the ultimate giver. You want to look at yourself like that. That alone, right? That alone is enough. Like, here's a fucking thing, right? That alone, if you focus on, like, just your sex life. Like, I love, in my opinion, if I could just, if I focused all my energy, like, I love doing dating and stuff, but if I just did all my energy on just making people's sex lives good, I'd be like, I'm also pretty good with this. You know, it's like, leave no one unturned, leave no one unsatisfied. That's my thing. So if you focus all your energy, first and foremost, on being a good lover, being the best lover your partner has, you not only learn new things and focus your consciousness, focus your inner being on becoming that, right? But you also align in a way that you can become more sensitive to sex, to emotion, to the sensations. And as a result, what will actually happen is you can start, right? If you start focusing on how you're a lover, you will actually start becoming more sensitive to it and you'll start experiencing the same things in different ways. Now, what happens is when then we flip it, you want to start looking at yourself. This is purely sex. Just for now, purely sex. If you then focus on your partner like they are getting the most amazing experience. I'm going to give them the most amazing experience. You start to give like you're not going to get hurt. You start to love that person with your body. Like it doesn't matter if you receive. And that's the thing. Most people I find, at least the people I talk to, are so afraid of giving because they don't think they're going to receive. But the thing is, if you give in a way, this is the thing. If you give in a way, I'm going to cough, sneeze again, like a fucking double whammy. That was weird. I don't know what to take of that. Let's get back to it. If you give in a way that you don't necessarily worry about getting hurt or worry about getting back, your partner will be so enthralled that they will want to give back to you. Now, some people then worry and they argue and then they say, but what about the abusive relationships? What about the relationships where they're dating a narcissist? And this is why, first and foremost, it's how you view yourself. How you view yourself, that's the key, because if you view yourself as a happy person and being with a person doesn't make you happy, it's soon going to be so intolerable. This is why I found even in one coaching session with someone, it's so intolerable that they get the fuck out of there. They get out of here. They're like, they just can't handle it because they know deep down they're a happy person and they just can't go back to being unhappy. Now, we don't say, here's the thing. In my opinion, in my humble opinion, which I take so highly, you don't want to say things like, that person made me feel unhappy. Because that's a blame game. That's, they made me feel unhappy. It's the government's problem. It's the pizza that made me fat. Now, we can then argue that you're, you know, we can say, some people don't like saying that because they're like, but then I have to take all the responsibility. Now, what I find is a much more powerful phrase, and take it or leave it, it's up to you. Instead of saying they made me unhappy, you say they distracted me from my happiness. That food stopped me from experiencing how thin I actually am. The government, if you're a government conspiracist, stopped me from whatever. I'm not even going to validate that one. But that's the key here, is to recognize where you're at and to realize, step one, to recognize that you are already whole, that you are already fixed, that there is nothing broken, nothing wrong. You can't fix yourself if you think you're broken. And here's a tip, never work with a coach who thinks you're broken, who thinks that you're someone to fix, who thinks that you're just another problem, because they will break you to fix you. They'll break you to fix you. And do you want to be broken more? No. That's why, in my humble opinion that I put so high up, that's why I think my coaching is so powerful. I don't look at you guys like you're broken. I look at you guys like maybe you just don't realize how good you are. And it's my sole duty to get that, to get you to recognize that. And step one, when you recognize that, that's the fun thing. So I find I have a process with people right now, and that's why I'm capturing this in the new and amazing online course that I'm creating, the course, my new coaching program, right? That step one is recognizing your own value. And then people start to get attention. They start to get attention, and you will too. You'll get all this attention. You'll realize that you can become weirdly super magnetic, weirdly super radiant. This is why I call it your vibe, but some people call it vibration, your energy, your emotion, your whatever it is, on whatever spectrum of spirituality that you're on, or not. You know, you can say vibe like it's your, you know, look at me, I got a good vibe. Or you can say vibe like I am in a peace, because it's all the same shit anyway. Same words, different, same shit, different words. But you look at your vibe, and then we work on your, it's how you view yourself, right? And then what happens is people start to get all this crazy amount of attention. You know, as the phrase is, they start coming out of the woodwork. And if you're in a relationship, your partner just starts really just being more and more attracted to you. And if you're a single person, you're going to have fun. In fact, I even had a client during the program. She was in hospital and she'd never been hit on her, but like by someone in her entire life. And someone, another patient came to try and chat her up while she's in the hospital post-surgery. You just can't. If I say wear red lipstick, that'll get him. Wear the dress, that'll get him. That is pointless. It's only a reflection of what you feel. But then the second thing is, then what I find is people then start pushing others away. They start pushing others away because they haven't worked on their relationship with others, how they view others. How, key here, relationship. How you relate to others. Ship, I don't know, there's something there. I don't know the Latin Germanic root of the word ship, but relation, it's your relations with that person. And it starts with you, what you think. And I can talk about the mechanics of how your brain wires and all this kind of stuff. But really, if you like, if I coach you to be a coach, I'll teach you that. But you don't necessarily need to know the fucking like, oh yeah, this do this and it makes your brain wire and that way and all this stuff. It's like some people just want to learn it and apply it. Like you don't need to understand like the mechanics of like, oh yeah, so the chemical In the car, the fuel, it matches with oxygen, and then it has an ignition, and it moves the pistol. It's like, you just need to know how to drive the car. Then later on, you can become a car geek. And some people don't want to. So that's the thing. Now, I didn't announce the questions because I was announcing my program, but we have question time, that name again is question time, yes. But before we get into the question time, I want you to get out your phone. Oh, wait, but I'll tell you the questions. We have how to deal with a breakup, how to be super social, and I don't feel valued in my relationship, how can I change that? So that's key things, and those are maybe a bit more nuanced. So, but before you get into that, I want you to get out your phone. But still listen to this. Somehow. Like, don't not listen to this. Maybe jump on a computer, if that's easier. Open up your email account. Start a new email. Type in the address harvey@gethimhooked.com. And then in the subject, I want you to write, I want to be a beta for your program. So a beta tester for your program, which means you want to be one of the first 10 people to ever do Project Perfect Partners, Happy Relationships, or just Project just getting hooked, you know, lasting love, I don't know, whatever it is. I haven't come up with a name yet. And say that, I want to be part of that, and send that email, and then I will send you back a booking link. Now, this link will be a thing to get to book a spot on my calendar. Now, I'm a crazy energetic motherfucker. I will get up at 3 a.m., 2 a.m., whatever I am, but I have blocked out some time, so I will sleep, and I will not, you'll see, like, I've made myself very available for this because this is very important. And I will send you a link to book out my time. We can book a time. We can talk about the program, where you're at, where you'd like to be. And if you're a good fit for it, and if you're the C word, not clitoris, not cumulonimbus, it's if you're committed to the program. So now, let's answer those questions, and then I will let you carry on your day. So first of all, how do you deal with a breakup? First of all, breakups are tough, depending on where you're at, depending on who you are, depending on your relationship with that person. But I'm going to argue, when you go through a breakup, basically, when you've gone through a relationship, your brain has learned to wire with that person. And so what most people don't realize is they are looking for love, and maybe they're looking for love in all the wrong places because you've been practiced from getting it with one person. So the simple answer is, if you want to learn how to deal with a breakup, one, take time, because you're unraveling, you're unwinding. There is a process to this, so when you're healing in a sense. And in the same way in the tantric world, they call it de-armoring. Like, for example, if you want to turn a various part of your body into being more sensual, sometimes it's a little bit painful as a process because you're becoming more sensitive to the emotions that you have, right? And so that's why often I find breakups can be quite painful, because your heart is opening up to more potential. It's recognized that there is a love here, and it's expanding its awareness to that love. And sometimes it's like pins and needles. You lay on your arm and the arm was painful, then you get up, then it's like blood's rushing to your arm, the senses are aligning, and sometimes it's painful. The second thing is, when going through a breakup, is to realize that it's about being loved and loved, not the person. Now, that is very interesting to say, because some people going through a breakup are going to be like, but I love that person, I love that person, I love that person. What you want to do is zoom out. So don't make things hard for yourself by thinking, but that's the only place that I get love. Start to recognize where you feel love in all parts of your life, because that'll make it easier. That'll make it easier. And that's what we do. We zoom out. We get general. We get less specific about where we get the details of our life when there are no details. If you're not getting, for example, if you are a kind of person where you don't feel like things are working out for you in your love life, then where else do you get love? Focus on that, and it'll allow you to connect the dots a lot easier and a lot better. Obviously, there's more to that. If you're going through a breakup, set up a call with me. The second thing is how to be super social. Now, remember how we earlier on in this podcast, we talked about how you view yourself, how you view other people. Now, how you view other people is key. So what you want to do is view a social situation as a source of energy, and view a social situation as a source of healing if you're someone who feels like you need to heal. And view a social situation as a source of potential friends, if you've got a business, potential clients, potential lovers, potential partners, whatever you want. View it as a source of something, and that then will be your relationship with it. You'll allow your brain to wire properly with that social situation. Because if you view it as a place to prove yourself, if you view it as a place that you're struggling, or if you view it as a challenge, you're going to wire and make it more of a challenge. This is why the strategy itself, without the emotion, is pointless. For some people, you need the strategy. For other people, no. So that's key, right? Now, the last question is, I don't feel valued in my relationship. How do I change that? First of all, get in touch. This is how you view yourself. Get in touch with what being valued means to you. What being valued means to you. That is key. If you don't recognize what being valued means to you, then you won't know, right? Then you won't know what it means to, like, to really know what you want. Some people know what they know when they some people know what it feels like when they're not valued. Other people, so if you know what it feels like to not be valued, you'll just move away in any direction. But if you know where you're heading towards, you'll generally move in the right direction. Now, what happens is again, how you view your relationship. You want to start looking at your partner like they do value you. Because most of the time, if you think that they don't value you, it's just a perception. It might be true. It might be true to the end of the world. But I have seen so many situations when I've spoken to the person, it is just their perception. And to get your partner to value you, it's like flicking a switch. It doesn't have to be stabbing in the dark. It's flicking a switch. You'll see your relationship. You will talk to your partner like it's like you're a new person. Your partner will perceive you like a new person, and it will be like flicking a switch that suddenly it just works. Remember, love, all these things, a breakthrough is like flicking a switch. It's like flicking a switch. Now, some people, they have an instant breakthrough and it's amazing. For other people, it's a landslide that's waiting to happen. Wherever you're at, what you need to do now, and I know you're excited for this new and exciting program. Remember, email me, harvey@gethimhooked.com. Say, I want to be one of your 10 beta testers. I've already got a few people that are lined up and ready to talk about this. If you want that, remember, it's going to be 1/10 of the price. 1/10 of the price. That is even cheaper than my current, which I am no longer doing, 6-week program. Even cheaper. So if you've thought this is insane, this is an amazing opportunity to not only work with me, but to get your love life in check. And not only that, see it bleed into other parts of your life and see how easy things can be. Because I want you to answer this. Just answer this. Life is what? I had a good heart-to-heart chat with one of my friends the other day. He said, life is a challenge. And I say, if you think life is a challenge, you find more challenges. I answered him my thing. Life is like playing with Play-Doh. Yeah, you get it wrong, whatever, who cares? You made a truck, you made a shark, you made a dinosaur, you mush it together, you get different colors. Great. At least you enjoyed it. So, answer that. If you think life is something and it feels painful, if you say dating is something and it feels painful, if you go that, oh my God, I just can't, I just don't want to go through this anymore. Or if you're thinking that you're just burdening yourself through it, if you like, I just got to get stronger, if you're saying that you just got to get stronger, then I have something to say to you. Real honest here. Love is not you become sensitive to it. You don't become stronger to power through. You don't have to muscle your way through getting someone to like you. If you're doing that, you're doing it wrong. You don't have to overpower someone into liking you. If you do that, you're doing it wrong. You don't have to convince. You don't have to trick. There are no games. I spoke to someone earlier today. They were like, they're trying to figure out a way to manipulate men into liking them and committing into a relationship. And I go, great. Well, if that works for you, then good. I obviously have nothing for you. You know. But if you're sick and tired of dealing with how it's been and you want to just start enjoying it, then this is going to be the program for you. And you want to take action now, because guess what? I'm an action taker and I love... What's that? I love action takers. So then, email me at harvey@gethimhooked.com. If you have me on Facebook, message me there. If you have me on Instagram, message me there. I'll send you my booking link. You won't be disappointed. This is my thing. I am waiting for it, looking for committed people. And that's the podcast. So thank you so much for listening. I do want to read a comment because I am live streaming this. I just want to read some comments. And I won't read their names out just because I don't know if they want that or not. And this is going to be live. Someone says, I am new, but I'm already hooked. I should say, get her hooked. Good show, mate. I like how you capture the reality of the situation, not deal with them accordingly, and deal with them accordingly and steer away from giving direct instructions like, do this, say this. Yeah. You're new. I want you to recognize that there are sometimes where I do that because there are some situations where I see it commonly enough that I'm like, fine, all right, send this test message, say this, you know? And sometimes I do that because there are some people out there, in order for them to jump on board, they need to hear that. But 90% of the stuff I say is exactly what you said. And so I'm really excited that you recognize that. That's really cool. And I'm so excited to have you on board. Don't be a stranger. Tune into every episode. Make the commitment from now on. Someone on Instagram says, I used to love dating, meeting different people. I'm so hurt right now. Well, if you want change, I'm here. Everyone says, someone says, consecutive lives, I see you, Harvey. I don't know what that means, but thank you. By the way, I got a shit ton of messages on Facebook about from my birthday. You guys, keep up the love. I love you guys. We you know, there's a phrase, support the butt that supports you, right? This week was my birthday. I did a lot of evaluation. I always rethink my life and have a quarter life. I have like a midlife crisis every birthday, you know, come the week before. It's like a planning phase. Like, what am I doing? You know, and for me, this birthday was about big shifts, you know, hence the new program. If you're not part of my Facebook group, that even has a shift. It used to be called the Get Him Hooked, just Get Him Hooked VIP. Now it's called The Art of Dating and Love for Women. Now, that was so wildly popular that a bunch of people that have jumped in there, and more people are jumping in every day, and I'm like, oh, okay, I'm like handpicking people rather than just like going whatever. I've had a number of guys want to join that, and okay, so my quick thing I just want to share, and if you're still listening to this, thank you. I'm a human person, so I like recognizing humans first more than genders. But I recognize that there are people who have a gender as part of their identity. So that's what the Facebook group for the women is called. That's what most of my stuff is. If you identify as a woman, you want to recognize that, but also recognizing that human is dating is a human thing. That's what the Facebook group is for. It's a safe place for that. Now, I then recognize that there are some men there who want to build that facet of them and have that safe place for it. Now, I want you to look up the group. And I've made it such a generic name. I haven't, like, whatever. Look up Dating Secrets for Men. Now, that, you can add yourself to that. That is my dummy holder Facebook group. I've put that up there. You can join. There's so far one guy in it who was the guy that inspired me to do it. I've just built it, put him in it. I haven't done anything with it. But join that. You can add yourself to that. We haven't done anything with it yet. All right, nothing with it yet. But it will be good, trust me, because after, here's the fun announcement. After I get this Get Him Hooked program up, which might just be, I might just call it the Get Him Hooked program by Harvey Hook or whatever. Like, it's the name of my website. It's the name of everything that I do. I'm going to probably change my website URL to be just harveyhook.com. I've already bought that URL if you're just going to fucking camp on that one and sit on it and buy it and try and bargain me for it. I've already bought it. I already own it. And then make the program called Get Him Hooked. And then once that program's out, my aim is to then write the book that goes along with the program. Because I've been sitting on it for a while and, I think it's really important. And look, I've written a fucking rewriting a book on love. Like, I've given you guys a lot of strategies in the book. It's not out yet. And I've been sitting on it for like a year or so. But I think what I might do is keep that, but rewrite it to match the program because the program is set to be so revolutionary. And I really like the structure. I was like, the structure is how it should be based, you know? So I might generally copy it, or I don't know. Each day, by the way, in my program is enough to make an amazing 1 or 2 day seminar. Like, that's what I'm thinking is also good. Like, for example, how to lead a conversation is one of them. I'm just going to read random things. The need to be heard, how relationships are carried, Training You're in a Being is one in the sex week, my favorite week. Unleashing the Beast, and also Your Unique Sexual Desire, like really identifying and tapping into those. So each one of those could be a separate workshop. So one thing I'm also doing is I'm toying around with Facebook ads. When I was younger, I used to design video games. I used to even have a degree in games design. And turns out making Facebook ads is just like making a video game for me. So I'm having a great time, and I'm going to use these things to not only get more people on board to the cause, but once I get Facebook ads up, you know, if I can use that to fill rooms, because right now I have an amazing audience. I have an amazing audience, and I love you guys. And if you're still listening to this, you are insane, but I love you. Like, I think you're fucking great. You're a cool person. You know, you don't listen to this shit without at one point becoming a cool person. I'm just really honest with you here. You go like, oh, what's this idiot talking about? Turn it off. Like, ah, fuck you, you know? But I really want to use Facebook ads to start to get the word out there more and fill a room more. So that's it. Once I use Facebook ads to help me fill programs, I'm also going to use it to fill rooms. And when I use it to fill rooms, I'm coming to your city. Coming to your city. There's so much more I can share here. A lot of other realizations I've had and all this kind of stuff. But I'm gonna save it for next time. For more of the latest and greatest of the Honest Modern Dating Podcast. This has been a 46-minute podcast. What the fuck? For those people who've listened this entire way, especially those people who watch live, you're great. You're a cool person. Like, tap yourself on the back. Say, I'm a good person, give yourself a hug, and share this with everyone you know. Even people you hate. Share that with people you hate. Say, you need love. Listen to this guy. He's got some great ideas. He's got a great butt to boot. So I hope you've had a good podcast time. And this is my Saturday tuning out, and I will talk to you next Saturday for more latest and greatest of the Honest Modern Dating Podcast with me, your boy, Harvey Hook. Mwah. Bye.